got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, before we get into today's VC exams, I really just want to... I thought this goes without saying,
right,
but I do probably have to mention it because I've had a couple of messages so far,
right,
over the weekend. A lot of people have been saying, hey, these seem really easy. Is this really all it takes to get your VCE sorted?
Oh, right. Because we've been cramming exams and doing kind of generalish knowledge.
Yeah.
And then saying, we'll use that energy. If we do well testing each other, mm-hmm, hopefully the VCE students listening go well as
and
well.
And I thought it goes without saying that we're absolutely not asking each other the real questions from these exams.
Yeah. I asked you to describe chemistry.
Yeah.
If you've got to year 12 and you can't answer that.
Someone messaged us just yesterday and said, hey, is this really all it takes?
Is this a pretty low bar?
I want to stress that this is not the real exam question.
Jess, I'm going to be your examiner today. And I tell you what, you're going to be a busy little bee. I've got three exams for you.
Three exams happening tomorrow,
yep,
Tim.
I've got the sociology, the geography, and the physics exam.
Notoriously good at all these subjects. Yes.
I'll start you with sociology.
Okay.
What is the primary focus of sociology? I have two. I have two options.
You pick what they are.
A, to understand human behavior and societies, or B, to provide theories that will explain human behavior and societies.
I'm going to go with B. Damn it.
No, that's the secondary focus, you fool. the primary focus is to understand human behavior and societies.
Right.
And then the second one is to provide theories.
What an idiot.
Yeah, you silly sausage. Jess, we're going to move to physics now.
Oh, thank God. A subject I'm good at.
Yep, in the physics exam, where does sound travel faster, through water or through air?
Through air.
No,
damn it.
Through water, you silly sausage. This is
really
going great. Yeah, because water's solid.
Water's a liquid.
Yeah, but that's a solid. Like, it's a physical thing. Air's just like... Wah.
Oh, I hadn't considered...
Well, obviously, it seems like it. Second question. If you mix all the colours of light, do you get black, white, or a rainbow?
You get blue, don't you?
That wasn't an option. It said black, white, or a rainbow. Yes, it is white.
Okay.
So, adding all colours of light together is called addition, while adding colours of paint together is called colour subtraction. Blue wasn't an option. That was your first answer for some reason. Jess, we're going to move to geography, which is...
Oh, notoriously my best subject. Yep. So,
first geography exam question. What country has the biggest population on Earth? I've got three options for you.
Okay.
A, India. B, the United States of America. Or C, China.
I don't think it's the US. I feel like... I'm going to go China.
It is China.
Okay.
1.4 billion people.
That's
in
too
China.
Many people,
17%
Tim.
Of the world.
Oh my God.
On China. 17% as well. India, 1.3 billion. And then a massive drop off to the United States of America with a piddly 335 million.
Oh, and barely a country.
Jess, for the final question in geography, question number two, last cram question of the day. Do you live in Geelong or Ballarat?
Live in Geelong.
Good job, buddy.
Okay. All right, in my defense, before I moved to Geelong, I thought Geelong and Ballarat were the same place. I just couldn't tell them apart.
How?
I didn't know which one was which, and it hurt my brain.
But you
sometimes
grew up in Melbourne. Geelong's so close.
I know, but it's just like sometimes I got the two confused. I don't anymore because I live here.
I'm still not certain.
It's the first thing I said to you when we took this job. I said, no, I'm going to have to learn where Geelong is.
And look at you. You're absolutely flying.
Living the dream.
A nightmare, but, living nonetheless. There you go.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, on 52232955, I want to hear from friends of the Tooth Fairy out there.
Ah, Kevin.
Because I'm yet to make friends with the Tooth Fairy.
Sorry, I just gave the Tooth Fairy the name Kevin and you acted, you just were just like, yep.
Maybe your Tooth Fairy's name was Kevin, I don't know. There's multiple fairies that work for the Tooth Fairy.
Just trying to get something out of you. He was like, yeah, fair enough. So thanks, I guess.
I want to hear from people.
Now
who...
I'm not sure you heard me.
I probably didn't.
Okay.
I want to talk about the tooth fairy because it's been a while since I lost my teeth.
When was the last time you... I don't remember. Do you...
It would have been like 8, 9,
yeah,
maybe?
Cool.
I don't know. I truly don't recall. But I do remember when, as a kid, I would lose a tooth, you chuck that tooth under your pillow, next to your pillow.
Did you have a special thing that you would put it in, or did you just like raw dog it under
the pillow? I had a little tooth fairy box, and I would often put it next to my bed.
Right.
Because my tooth fairy had a hard time finding it under my pillow sometimes.
Heavy sleeper.
So sometimes my tooth fairy would just leave money and leave the tooth as well.
Right. She couldn't find it.
She was just like, here you go.
Because I had like a, it was like a, like not silver, but like a metal little jar that it
bags.
Went in. No. It was. And yeah.
Did you have a silver spoon to go with that? Or? How much did your tooth fairy leave you?
I think $1.
$1. Yeah. See, mine, usually a gold coin.
Right.
By the time my sister was a kid, I think inflation hit the tooth fairy world because she was getting like crisp notes. She was getting $5.
Wow.
$10. And this is the reason I want to talk about this is because Khloe Kardashian has spoken out. Her daughter True just lost a tooth while she was eating some chicken. And so, of course, the tooth fairy arrived and Khloe said that the tooth fairy brought her a note from the tooth fairy herself, which is super cool. Love when you get a note from the tooth fairy. It was covered in a slime activity kit and also attached was $23. $23 seems very specific.
Because the Kardashian family obviously is worth dozens of millions of dollars, I imagine.
Yeah. Oh, is it based on like your family's income?
Well, but when what is a child of a multimillionaire going to do with $23?
She's
not going to the corner
store.
Do you
think True Kardashian is still like, is she going out and work hustling already?
It just seems weird that
$23 seems very specific. She said she's lost 3 teeth so far, so that's why $23.
I used to get so excited when I would have a loose tooth. I would wobble her.
Yeah.
I would go, all right, you wanna wobble? Sometimes I would like they weren't ready and I would rip them out.
My bubba would put tie a piece of string around my tooth.
That's Macedonian for grandmother, for those of you that thought Jess was acting like a sheep for a moment. My baba.
I just want to know, I'm 5223295 because it's been a while since I've been close to the Tooth Fairy game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the Tooth Fairy bringing to your house?
What's the deal with the Tooth Fairy?
How much are they dropping
I'd love
at your
to know.
Place?
Sean from Grovedale's giving us a call. Sean, how much was the Tooth Fairy leaving you when you were a little boy?
I was lucky to get a 50-centre when I was a little boy. If I got a gold coin, I was wrapped.
Gold coin would be... That'd
gold
be,
coin was elite.
That'd be a couple of ghost drops. Couple of gold coin there.
Absolutely, yep.
And now, have you got kids of your own, Sean?
I do. I've got 4 kids at home. And they Tooth Fairy leaves them like a $5 note. But they've got a trick to it, Jess.
Oh, they got a trick?
They put pepper in the water so the Tooth Fairy sneezes and leaves more money.
That's tricky.
Okay,
that's
Sean,
tricky, Sean.
We appreciate your call. Brendan from Kerr Lewis has given us a call. Brendan, whether it was you as a kid or if you got kids now, what was the Tooth Fairy dishing out?
When I was a kid, Tooth Fairy was a dollar coin.
That's pretty good. I
feel like that was quite average.
The gold excites you, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why the show's called Gold Rush, where they pan for it, because it catches the eye.
Brendan, how much is the Tooth Fairy leaving for your kids now?
Now, a Tooth Fairy that comes to our house is strange because you can wake up some mornings and they've just got a glass full of coins.
Oh!
Like so the centre console of a car.
Yeah, $8, $9, $10.
Oh, hello.
$9, that's almost as weird as $23 from one of the Kardashians. Okay. I like it. Whistling the way home,
listening to song. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Without getting too personal and, getting too out of school here.
Here we go.
Do you like to kiss your fiancé?
I do.
Kiss him on the mouth?
Sure.
Good stuff. Happy for you, mate. Your fiance Akshay, what is your preferred length of?
Where are you going with this?
If you didn't interrupt me, okay. Preferred length of facial hair.
Oh, I like a little like I like him to have a beard.
Beard or like a stubble, like a 5 o'clock shadow.
No, kind of deal. Like I like a beard.
Okay,
I want a beard.
Now I've known your fiance for probably 1 month less than you have. Yeah. Obviously, you've known him a bit more intimately because he was a secret for a long, long time.
Yeah,
I've never seen him have what I would describe as a beard. I think he's maybe 2 centimeters is probably the longest length of facial hair he's ever had.
His beard. So during lockdown, he obviously couldn't go to a barber.
Right.
So he wasn't trimming his beard back properly, and so it was like it grows like out.
Yeah, it doesn't grow down.
Not down.
Yeah.
So it looks really funny. So he
like Sideshow Bob but upside down.
Yes. Correct.
Because and you prefer him to have a beard. When
I met him, he was full clean shaven.
Right.
And then he slowly started to grow the stubble and I was like, oh, like that. And as soon as I said I like that, that's it. He never shaved again.
We've also been, you and I have been heavily petitioning for him to trial a mustache.
Oh, I really want him too bad, but we've got so many weddings coming up and he's too scared to try it before any of the weddings.
As someone who has been scared and tried it, I would say, and if you're listening and this is someone that like yourself or someone you know, just try it. Just try
I'm
it
hoping once. That he'll grow a mustache for our honeymoon.
Yes, lovely. Because that'll be fantastic. Now, so you prefer the longer
what
beard?
What have I walked into?
You prefer the longer beard. Confirmed it, yes or no?
Yes, I like
you
a beard.
You filthy animal. Doctors have warned that kissing a man with dirty, unkempt, long facial hair could put you at risk of bacterial infections.
This is probably why I always have pimples on my cheek. I never get any pimples anywhere else but around my mouth.
Right.
Do you think it's because my fiancé's dirty?
What about the chocolate in your banana bread?
Okay. How dare you?
I'm just putting other options on the table. Apparently. So if you regularly wash your facial hair, apparently it's not that fine. But the pash rash can turn into maybe a pash gash because if the bacteria can...
Never say pash gash ever again.
You never know. A wound could open up in your face. A doctor is saying that you could suffer serious pash rash. No canoodling, making sure you clean your facial hair. If you're in a same-sex relationship with 2 beards,
oh God,
rest in peace, my friends. You are not going to get through that without one of you having to have your chin fall off. Chin rot. It's classic in
I mean, pash gash often does lead to chin rot, so.
I thought it was a good PSA. And yes, did I use you as an example to make it sound like you're a filthy, disgusting grot? No, of course not.
Now I get to go to my fiance and say, hey, shave a mustache in or risk the pash rash.
Yes. And because
and then pash rash equals pash gash and pash gash equals chin rot.
Chin rot. And what do we want? Not rot. Not rot. Now you're seeing life how I'm seeing it, babe.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Will from the newsroom's in here. Good afternoon, Will.
What's going on?
Oh, things are going all right. Now, I was just saying, Jess, before that, have you been paying attention? But on the radio, which is why Will's in here, we're about to get into it. Some people are aware it's on television.
I mean, a different version.
Yeah, obviously. Have you been paying attention? But on the television.
It's a great show, but not as good.
Not as good. And I just saw this week on Monday, I believe that was their final episode for 2023. We do this every day of the year.
They're just phoning it in, aren't they?
They can't even commit to it.
Well, I was thinking, so they did like a, have you been paying attention to the year?
Oh.
I was thinking maybe I should have done something like that, but we're still going, baby.
Yeah, we can do that in December.
Every day.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. That's good. All right, we'll come back to that. Love that idea.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us 3 news stories every single day. He leaves out some key elements. We fill in the blanks.
Jess, you will remember that we talked about Glenn Maxwell last week.
Obviously, yes.
What does he do?
I love Maxie.
A golf cart.
He is a cricketer.
He is.
Yes. And he's back in the news. How many runs did he score last night in his miraculous innings?
It's literally on the TV right now.
Oh, my God.
Six sixes. I don't know. It hasn't caught up.
He scored 201 not out.
That's correct.
Oh, my God. That is an achievement.
One of the greatest ODI innings
there
ever.
He is, having a hug.
Well, yes. So no one can see that. Yes, no. I know you're pointing to that.
It's true.
I did see. So Pat Cummins, him and Pat Cummins, the captain of the team, of the test team at least, they had a partnership. So Maxwell got like 180 of the 200 and something runs they got together.
Yeah.
Cummins got like 12, and he said it was good. Maxwell played his part. It was good to have him.
Good on him.
You know, we're out there as a team. Glad Glenn played his part.
Does that mean he has to do all the running bits?
No, he was cramping. That's why all he was hitting running. All the sixes. Get you on K-Rock football already. You just know so much about sport.
We'll move on to politics, something everyone knows everything
obviously.
About. Which former PM is the first Aussie politician to visit Israel since Hamas attacked on October 7th?
Is it ScoMo?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was going to say, trip over.
It's a very Turnbull kind of thing to do. Yeah. So,
and even better, he was with his good mate, Bojo. ScoMo and Boris Johnson.
Oh. I was like, Barnaby Joyce? That's Barjo.
Look, if anything is going to end any conflict, it's ScoMo and
Bojo. What was Bojo doing over there?
I think they were just showing their support and going there in solidarity with Israel. So Scott Morrison's been an Israel supporter through his political career, and they went and supported them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just trying to stay relevant.
Yeah. Good on you, ScoMo.
And you're killing it, mate. You're absolutely nailing this.
And Saturn is in the news. The planet. NASA reports the rings will become invisible from Earth. From what year?
From 2025.
Yes.
I've done so well today. I'm killing it.
No, you recognised that Glenn Maxwell was a cricketer. You didn't know the story. You just remembered. You remembered
it. I think
you're
doing well, Jess.
Thank
well done.
Thank you, Will. Yeah,
2025.
You win.
Yeah. 2020, yes. That's a bit sad.
It is a little bit, but they'll be back. It's an optical illusion.
So they're tilting in a direction.
So we'll literally be like, when we see Saturn, it'll literally be the rings.
Oh,
are,
the rings are in our
Think of a piece of paper.
Sure.
And then you turn it that thin way.
I understood you didn't need to mansplain it to
it's
me
It's not
further.
Mansplaining, Jess. I just, the history of you and space on this show, thinking that.
I understand space. Don't mention it again, please.
No one understands space.
No.
It's mysterious and.
The only time, Will, the only time Jess and I have ever gone viral on TikTok is because Jess was asking if Mars had a sun and a moon just like us.
Okay. And then I realised we share the same sun. It's fine. We don't need to discuss it again.
So that's why I'm sorry if I wanted to describe to you.
Congratulations on that being the only time we've gone viral. Yeah.
Well, normally you need Cameron Ling in
the... like, wow, this girl needs to get some education.
But you've won. Have you been paying attention on this Wednesday?
Yes.
And that's a real winner.
And have I? I've been paying very hard, close attention.
Yep, and that Glenn Maxwell, he's playing cricket. He plays cricket all over the place. Good job. Thanks, Will.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, Jess, something quite rare has been discovered. And especially this close to Halloween, the character Dracula, right?
Yes.
Spooky vampire.
Ooh.
Don't be a vampire. I don't know. Twilight, vampires. Harry Potter, vampires. They're
the
all
Count.
There. Vampires. Bram Stoker, or Stoker, I believe, he wrote the concept in the 1800s.
Oh, the original Dracula
the
novel.
The original Dracula novel, introducing... After all the tales of the 13th century onwards of Dracula and what it could be. But this person, they wrote the first book and they believe they have the version, the first book that he hand wrote called Dracula.
Oh my God. That's actually incredible.
Yeah, it was sold for, I'm just going to say, a lot of money.
Fair enough.
But apparently what the person has found is there is... it's going to go under auction, but the bid is what is expected to go high. Sorry, I got a bit confused there. There is a section at the back where they believe the person that inspired him to write Dracula, who he thought may have been a vampire, left some notes and he put them in the first edition.
Oh!
I've accessed some photos. Do you want me to read what he wrote?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a joke and you've gotten me all excited, I'm going to be so upset.
No, no, no.
Because I'm genuinely excited about this.
Okay, what?
It's just very cool.
All right, fantastic.
I love old books.
Okay, all right. So there is a section up the back.
You are messing with me.
Do you want me to read?
Please.
I want to suck your blood.
I hate you so much.
There is a serious section. There is a serious section. So, because you've got to remember, like in Transylvania, this was all... very scary, very serious. One.
You are so mean. This is not
two. Okay, no, I've done two jokes. There is a section at the
is
back.
Is there actually?
The first
or
Dracula.
You
no. I swear. Why don't Dracula? Why don't vampires go out drinking at night?
Why?
It sucks.
Okay. Why do I trust you anything you say anymore? You ruined this for me. Did they even find the book? Or you
yeah,
just
they found the
found
book.
An excuse found to make three really average
they,
Dracula
they
jokes.
They found the book. I'm so annoyed that I couldn't hold my face because you could tell that I was too excited.
Those are the best jokes. You've had hours. Those are the best jokes.
Oh, they're,
you came
the,
up
they're
with.
The classics. They're the classics. They're the, when you think of Dracula, you think of I Want to Suck Your Blood,
sure.
The Count from Sesame Street counting, and jokes about them sucking blood.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd hit you with all three fronts there. Devastated?
Yes.
My job is done. Thank you.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.